Good morning, everyone. We can learn a lot from being together and also from being alone about being present, what being present means. When we're together or in any situation, especially when there are other people around, we notice, or we can notice, how engaged we are with reality and how engaged we are with our thoughts, either thoughts about what happened or thoughts about what we're feeling or thoughts about what happened last week or what's going to happen. Reality is what is in front of us, and it includes what's going on within us. But it's not happening on the level of thought. It's happening on the level of wholeness. If you can imagine a train that runs on tracks and is going in a destination, then you can picture thought as unidirectional. Of course, there could be multiple tracks, multiple thoughts, but basically the train is taking you in the direction of your thoughts, and where it's leaving behind is reality. So we have the opportunity to try to be conscious of reality. And why? Because it's a great gift. It's a great gift to be here. It's a great gift to know what's happening, to witness it, to be part of it, to feel all the various permutations of what exists around us. There's so much life that we're missing when we're involved with our thoughts. The reality of what is in the present moment includes everything. It includes the smell of the room we're in, or if we're outdoors, the smell of the air that we're breathing. It includes the colors, the sky, the environment, the trees, the grass. It includes the sense of our own heart beating. It includes the feeling that's in our body. It doesn't exclude it. It just doesn't compartmentalize it. And we have gotten so used to thinking smaller than we actually are that we don't know that we're capable of having more reality in our reality. We don't know. We are used to having a certain degree of being present that we consider, let's say, normal or average or what we expect when we go through the day. We don't expect of ourselves to be fully present. We don't even know what fully present is a lot of the time. But if you could picture the difference between being on a train that's going in one direction and standing in one place and feeling everything around you 360 degrees, that's the difference between being in reality and being on a train, being in your thoughts and feeling what is. And when we're in the place of feeling what is, then we can open ourselves to several different things. First of all, to feel the great gift of what is. To feel all the richness of experience is a gift. And secondly, to feel the way in which our own love stream desires to interact with that wholeness of what is. The way in which our own inner being wants to join it, to be part of it, to interact with it, to respond to it. We are often going through life wearing blinders, thought blinders, mental blinders, that create a pinhole of awareness to respond with fullness to what's going on around us. Not non-response, just a small reduced stream of being available to what is. And so very often we get programmed into the expectable of our relationships with others, for example. What do other people expect of us? What do we expect of ourselves? What do we feel up to? That's a small portion of reality. Small portion. And the divine stream that exists in each and every one of us is trying to bring us forward into something else. There's a way in which we're all learning now, because light is expanding. We're all learning more about what's possible. We're all learning more about what's real. We're all learning more about what we could bring to life. We may not feel we're learning, but we are. Our soul essence, our soul that is of divine creation, is trying to communicate with our embodied self more fully, saying, express the deepest part of you, bring forth the deepest part of you, be here with the deepest part of you, wherever you are. Let go of the limitations of who you thought you were, the limitations of roles. Be here with the deepest part of you. That's the language of the soul. Not in words, of course, but in the feeling of wanting to be present. And in order to do that, we have to let go of the train, the thoughts, and trust love. Trust love instead of thinking about things because we're worried. Thought takes us away, and thought is fueled often by anxiety. The anticipation of what's coming next is fueled by anxiety. The dwelling on what happened before is fueled by anxiety. Not all the time, but a great deal of the time. And so we don't know that we're missing embracing the moment. Embracing means trusting love to come forth, not feeling that we have to be in the place of thinking about the next moment or planning it, because it feels scary to not be that, to not do that. You may wonder what this stream is, the stream that's trying to come forth. The stream that's trying to come forth is the pure love within your soul, love that's desiring to express as an interaction with life. Love that's desiring to express as you. And roles and expectations and thoughts and fears close down that stream. It would be as if a person could go through the day and not know who they're going to be or how they're going to be. Now, granted, in our life we have schedules. We can't deny that. We do have schedules. But how we are is determined by what we believe about ourselves, not by the schedule. Spontaneity is determined by what room we give to be ourselves. And this is the most important thing, beloved ones. What room do you give to you in your life to be yourself? And what self? What self are you being? We are here sitting together in a room of a group of people, and those of you who are online are watching this gathering online, and you're sitting someplace else, perhaps by yourself and perhaps with one other person or more. What are you noticing about everything? What is the everything that's with you in this moment? When we are open to life, we're open to God. That's it. When we're open to life, we're open to God, because that stream wants to create awareness of God's presence. That stream wants to create awareness of who we are. So life and being aware of life and being present to life opens the doors to divine presence. I said a few minutes ago that we're all growing in light. we are all wanting more of ourselves to be present. In order to do that, in order to have an experience that what I'm saying is real, we have to understand that emotions are not the full range of feeling that we're capable of. Emotions are a layer of feeling perception. Emotions are the layer we're most familiar with on the human level. You know, the common ones. The common ones of happy, sad, angry, frightened, hopeful, loving on the human level. So let's consider this, that emotions are only part of what feeling is, and that if we were truly open, we would find within ourselves new feelings. We would find feelings that we didn't feel are connected with our emotions. For example, we could be feeling that we're having a bad day, or something difficult happened, or we had a difficult interaction with somebody. And then the mind can dwell on that. What was the difficult interaction? What did this person say? What should I have said? What am I going to do next time? Why did this happen? All of those are thoughts. Thoughts that generate emotions. So what if we could let go of all of that? Just treat emotions as a layer. And look for the feeling that comes along with presentness. Now that feeling is not an emotion. That feeling is an awareness of life. It still is a feeling. It still is a feeling, but it's not an emotion in the category that I just named. The feeling of awareness of life, what would that be like? Well, all of us have had the experience of feeling sunlight on our skin. We feel we feel warmed by it. We feel warmed by it. We don't pay attention to it particularly. We don't think about it. It's just sunlight, feeling warm. Life is like that. The warmth of being held in the experience of life is like that. It's like the interaction between us and the rest of that which we're part of. We and life interacting in a moment of feeling connected. Now the degree of connection depends on where each of us is in our awareness. But so much more is possible of being present. So much more. This is the way God enters life. This is the way God, the God that's in creation, that we call the Mother, God is Mother, enters life through the present moment, through our awareness of presentness, through the divine expressing in the moment. Now, if this seems abstract to you, which it may, if it seems unfamiliar to you, then I'd like you, when you have a chance, to experiment with just one thing. Just this. Next time you feel preoccupied with an emotion that you feel is absorbing the whole screen of your consciousness, picture it as this layer, just a layer of communication, you with your thoughts, reviewing it. It's a layer of coping, let's say, with life. And see whether you can say, this is a layer, but it's not the layer I have to stay in. It's not the layer that is all that I feel. Just practice in that moment of interaction, treating that whole emotional landscape as if it's just there, okay, it's there, but it doesn't have to be what involves you, because there's so much more. There's so much more to the gift of life. If you're listening to these words and you feel you don't know how to do this, because we're how thinkers, how do I do this? Everybody goes to that how. If you think you don't know how to do this, then that's all right too, because it's not that we don't know how, it's that we no longer believe, because we're so culturally ingrained with a view of what humanity is, what we are, what human beings feel, what we feel, what our relationship is to emotions. We're so acculturated to this way of viewing what we are that we've forgotten to look and see and smell and be aware that there's a gift coming from life to us. And we don't see it because we're paying attention to something else. We're just paying attention to something else. We can change that. We can decide to learn. I'm not saying it's going to happen in a moment, although it can. It can happen in a moment. I'm saying the whole landscape of what we consider to be human interaction, human identity, our way of being in the world, is a portion of who we are, not who we are. Give yourself space. You don't have to be in meditation to do this, although you can. You can do this when you're having a conversation. Let yourself become transparent to your own thoughts. Let yourself become empty to your own thoughts. Let yourself become infused, as if it were the sun that was shining on you. Infused by the light of life, the light of life that's trying to make itself known to us. Many of us, many of you perhaps, are feeling something about the life of the earth, you know? The life that comes, especially in the spring, the life that comes through trees and plants and flowers and bees and so forth and birds, especially in the spring, but all the time, many of us are becoming more attuned to things feeling more alive in the earth. And I'm trying to convey to you that that life that's in the earth is in the air, is in the moment, is in everything, is in the conversation you're having with someone, it's in the sky, it's in everything. And we've reduced our perception to something that robs us of the sacredness of life because we're so involved with thinking as a way of mediating between us and life. We're involved with that. But we're here. And life is here. And we're part of life. So don't give up on yourself. If you feel like you're too busy with your thoughts and it'll never happen, don't give up on yourself. First try out an idea that says, I don't have to do this. I don't have to think that my thinking mechanism is all that I am. Just try that. Or, if you'd like to do this, just, we're going to have a day here that is in June called World Peace and Prayer Day, but you can pick any day. You can pick this afternoon, tomorrow, any day. Go sit in the grass. Sit under a tree. Touch the tree. Feel your fingers in the grass. Let yourself feel the life of the earth as best you can. One life leads to another life. All of life is connected. So let yourself be in that moment without your thoughts as best you can and see if you can feel the life that's around you, the life in the earth, the life that's in the air, the life that's everywhere. This is how we're meant to live, with a gift of life. Not preoccupied, not overly busy, not frantic, experiencing ourselves as interacting with life all of the time. This oneness of interaction that I'm saying is arrived at through being more present and through not being identified with the thought stream, this interaction with life in the present moment brings us to the Divine Mother. The Divine Mother is God in creation. This interaction, this presentness, this moment, this current, this life, all of it, it's part of the same unity that I'm talking about. And it's a wonderful time to be expanding into that, but there has to be a letting go of something in order to have it happen. The letting go has to be the identification with that certain specific part of ourselves as all that we are. And the wish the intention and the wish to be more open to God in life. The wish. We get preoccupied, beloved ones. We get so preoccupied with our worries and our feelings and all the things that are difficult. And they are difficult. It's not to minimize difficulty. It really isn't. You don't have to be in denial about anything. You can be compassionate about the difficulty you have. And at the same time, ask, say, God, I want to open the door. Or say to yourself, open the door. I want my heart to be open. I want my body to be open. I want my cells to be open. I want to be open and not to be just tuned into my thoughts. Life is waiting to happen. The universe is waiting to happen for you to experience it. Not in the planetarium, not in a specific environment, but in the sense that life, which is universal, is happening all around you, and you are meant to engage with it in that oneness of unity of life. All of light is expanding now, supporting anyone who tries to go in this direction. But one needs to be compassionate about habits. Habits of thinking and habits of worrying are deeply ingrained. And so habits can be still, you know, clamoring for attention, saying, pay attention to me. Here's my feeling. I'm feeling hurt. I'm feeling wounded by what someone said to me. I don't know how to get over it because I feel hurt. Okay, so that part of you feels hurt. You don't have to do that. You don't have to get over it. You don't have to do anything. There's a greater life that is trying to move you out of that frame of reference into a new frame of reference. The new frame of reference is bigger and it absorbs the smaller. The new frame of reference is your larger self absorbing the smaller self. You don't have to fight with your smaller self. You don't have to have a conversation with it about how am I going to get over this. It can be there. Letting go of that identification begins to lessen its potency. And the whole, you know, if you think of yourself as an interactive network, much like the nervous system except on an energy level, you think of yourself as an interactive network, then when you stop interacting with a part of that network and you interact with a different part, it affects the whole because every part of you, all of you, is interacting with every other part all of the time. So instead of having a discussion with your thoughts about how to stop thinking what you're thinking, if instead you breathe, you affirm inside yourself, I want to find a different way of being. And you move in that direction. Moving in that direction affects the whole emotional layer just because you've turned your attention elsewhere. It's like reaching for God in the present moment, in the midst of whatever is going on emotionally, knowing how to find that other place within you. Reaching for God in the present moment. Believing that that's possible. And if it's not possible in that moment, you still do it anyway because you're opening a pathway. I wish for all of us and for the world that these abstractions could become less abstract. And starting with us here, I would like it for you to see if you could change your belief about who you feel you have to be based on who you have been. Each of us has a history of relating to thought and feeling. We all do. Everyone who's alive has been something and has had other experiences in other lifetimes as well. But this time that we're in is transformative. This time is the time when light is strong enough to call us to this other part of our being. And so it's important not to give up, not to feel discouraged because the old ways are still demanding attention, but to keep pursuing the other part of you. Because it's time, beloved ones, it's time. The earth is calling to us. The divine is calling to us. Our own being is calling to us. There's so much good that's happening in the midst of difficulty. Not in the absence of difficulty, in the midst of difficulty. So much good is calling to us, but we have to make the choice to affirm the reality of that. And so what I'm inviting you to right now, and in the, let's say, the next period of time that you go into after you leave here, after you stop listening to this talk, after we're no longer in this room together, I'm inviting you to make a conscious spiritual practice of inviting God into your daily life through being present, through finding out what is possible in the way of your responding to the rest of life that exists all around you, and through believing that you are capable of doing that, no matter what you have been through, that you are. I want to say a prayer for change, a prayer for us and for all beings. I pray and we pray that change can be embraced, not with fear, but with a sense of welcoming life, that we can free ourselves of those burdens that are no longer needed, those burdens of limited thinking and limited feeling that are no longer needed, and we can step into the larger reality that we're being called to. We pray this for all beings, that the sense of animosity and conflict and polarization and hatred and prejudice and projection and separation, which is so rampant in our world today, that all that constellation of emotion based on perception, can be let go of in favor of the new reality that's trying to come into being. May all of life be blessed by our growing awareness of God's presence within life. Amen.